Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
The Bible does not support the Robin Hood plan, where you take from the rich and distribute to the poor. It supports personal generosity, but not the Robin Hood plan where you force upon people that they cannot have the rewards of their success.
You know, I was just thinking, as you're talking about, you know, those two key areas of work and generosity, that, you know, we're at a time now in our society where there's a lot more people not working and not even looking for works, you know, and certainly there's a lot of discussion about the millennials saying, you know, I'm not going to have the opportunity that my parents, the previous generation had. And generosity, we've known that those numbers have been kind of going down steadily. Talk to Christians particularly, how we can maybe change our attitude. What are some steps we can take in terms of becoming generous in 2015 and being committed to working hard?
Neil, the whole area of generosity really stops me in my tracks when I think about this point. We are all generous. I don't have to teach anyone to be generous. What I have to challenge them to think about is, who are they generous towards? Are they going to be generous towards themselves or generous towards others? And that's really where Scripture challenges us. We're you know, this idea of coveting and being greedy and envious, that's self-generosity. That's saying, I'm more deserving than other people. But the heart attitude of a believer is that everything came from God, and we're only giving to others and giving back to the Lord what He's already given to us. You know, you see this at Christmas. Like if we give, I have two boys still at home, if I give one of them a present, I can't imagine he would not want to share it with his brother, that they would both be able to enjoy that because I gave it to them. You know, and that's the way the Lord looks at His children. Hey, Neil, I gave that to you, or I gave that to Chuck. I wanted him to have it. I blessed him with it. But surely he'll realize that I should share that with my brothers because I gave it to both of them. I'm their common father. And this time of year, Neil, it's so important for those who are proclaiming the gospel, like Faith Radio and ministries that you partner with, to hear from people, to be generous towards God's work. I just can't imagine this nation ever losing those who are faithfully proclaiming the gospel, especially through the airwaves. I think Christian radio is a very important ministry to support. And I know you're helping other ministries, and you're doing the Angel Tree now and that campaign. But I just would mention to all of your listeners that if you're hearing the program now, you're receiving a gift from the Lord and from the people who make that possible. So please be generous to this station. I know you didn't ask me to do that, Neil, but it's on my heart that our partners experience God's people's generosity here at year end.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.